So the reading today is taken from Acts chapter 2, and it's verses 1 to 8. And you can find that in the Pew Bibles on page 1093. So that's Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?"
Think of Pentecost and what comes to mind? A Christian celebration, a Jewish festival, a time of transformation, a supernatural experience, or a liturgical event in the church calendar. For many, it represents New Testament rather than Old. A certain Christian denomination rather than others, and a particular stream of the Christian church. But think of Pentecost, and it's God that comes to mind. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As all three are revealed throughout the scripture, and as all three continue to be known and experienced. Look for Pentecost in the Old Testament, and it's there. A Jewish feast held on the 50th day after Passover. A time when the first sheaf reaped from the harvest was presented to God. A time known as the Feast of Weeks. A time for Israel when the giving of the law was remembered, a time called the joy of the law, a time that could be traced back to what was written in the book of Numbers and Leviticus, chapters 28 and 23, a time when God spoke and revealed himself. But turn to the New Testament, and it's Jesus who is made known. And so he came to be present, to act and speak in ways previously unknown, revealing God still further. That brought a way of salvation, but also new meaning to what was familiar and accepted, as Jesus brought fulfillment to the Passover, becoming the Lamb who was slain. 40 days passed until his ascension, then a further 10 as Jesus made it clear that the disciples should wait, making the next day of Pentecost a day when law was replaced by grace as the Spirit of God came, giving new meaning to the two loaves of leavened bread once waved by the priest as part of the Old Testament celebration. A sign that salvation was not just for the Jew, but also for the Gentile. But think of Pentecost and a number comes to mind. 49 days still pass from Passover to Pentecost, making the day the Spirit came the 50th. And 50 is significant because that coincides with the year of Jubilee, a time that occurs after seven sets of seven yearly intervals. This was when freedom and liberty were celebrated. This was when action was taken to ensure that whatever rightfully belonged was returned to whom it belonged, giving back what all should have had and what all would need freely. That's what Jesus spoke about when his ministry began, as he read from the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. And Jesus did so on another feast day, the Day of Atonement. And so think of Pentecost, and there's more to consider than might be imagined. For Pentecost represents a time of equipping and receiving, but more than a time, instead an experience. This is when all that you should have as a Christian can be given. A time when all that has been taken can be restored. A time when all that has been missing can be returned. A time when all who believe can be made complete, fulfilled, enabled. This is a time where the effect of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can be known more fully as the heart of God and the mind of God and the will of God and the purpose of God is revealed, is known, is shared, becoming more of who we are, all reflected in more of what we do and say, bringing to life the word of God given to the Old Testament prophet, the very words which Jesus himself declared, making Pentecost something to be welcomed. For as the Holy Spirit comes, he does so to shape and change the church. His coming enabled the church to commence. His coming has enabled the church to continue. And his coming has enabled all who have believed and all who now believe to go on. For Pentecost defines all who call themselves a Christian. Not in controversial ways or contentious ways. Not in ways intended to divide, but in ways which unite and empower. For as we recognise Pentecost, and as we recognise the Holy Spirit, as we welcome Pentecost, and as we welcome the Holy Spirit, we can share what it is we believe with conviction, enabling others to encounter God as they respond and understand. We can demonstrate what it is we believe with conviction, enabling others to encounter God as they respond and are released. We can demonstrate what it is we believe with conviction, enabling others to encounter God as they respond and are healed. And we can demonstrate what it is we believe with conviction, enabling others to encounter God as they respond and know blessing. And so as we think of Pentecost, coming together comes to mind. The joining and sharing of hearts and minds. The joining and sharing of expectations. The joining and sharing of vision. For that's what the Holy Spirit can do. But as we think of Pentecost, there's an experience of God to be had. For the disciples, that involved hearing the sound of God. And it involved speaking a language from God. That could mean many things. Yet, whatever it involved, there's a message this Pentecost for you and for me. For Pentecost reminds us to wait for God, to listen for sounds from heaven. In other words, what is God saying today? What might he say to you or me? And what is it that he desires to say to us all? What, for that matter, is the Spirit saying to the church? And Pentecost reminds us to receive from God as he seeks to give, to bless, and to enable. For Pentecost is God's message to all who believe, reminding us that our trust must be in him, that our reliance must be in him, and that our hope must be placed in him as well. And Pentecost reminds us that we can be renewed by God as his holy fire comes to cleanse and refine and then redefine our lives. But most of all, Pentecost is a reminder that Jesus is near, that the Father sent the Son, who made way for the Spirit to come, that we might know him and know of him. All so that each one of us can say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour, causing us to be united with Jesus all the more, united in all that God seeks to do, and united in all that God seeks to say, as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come to act in and through you and me in power, changing our thinking about Pentecost into knowing Pentecost all the more. Let us pray. Lord, help us to welcome your Spirit, to receive your Spirit, to be moved by your Spirit, and to respond to all that he says and does. For this is our prayer, spoken in Jesus' name. Amen.